The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciples set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture, that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white, sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabuni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. The Gospel of the Lord. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Safety. What do you think of when you think of safety? Of being truly safe and feeling it down deep in your bones? Maybe you remember being a little child, or if you are still a child, you remember that when you were scared or sad, you would run into someone's arms, maybe your mother's arms or your grandfather's, and you would feel held, protected, warm, and safe. I can remember sitting on my mom's lap when I was a kid, with my head leaning on her chest, and I could hear and feel the vibrations of her voice as she chatted with friends after dinner. And I just remember feeling perfectly safe and at ease. Maybe you feel safest when you are alone, lying in bed at night, soaking in the silence and stillness. The other night when we had that huge thunderstorm here, I lay in bed just cherishing that sense of safety. Grateful that I was warm and dry while the thunder and lightning raged outside. Those of you who are more athletic than I am, when you think of safety, you might think of sliding into home base and the ump saying, "Safe." And you think, "I made it. I'm safe." You might feel safest when your spouse is by your side in a hug at the end of a long day.
Or maybe that sense of safety is most palpable to you when you are out in nature, when you're walking along under the shade of trees or swimming in the Guadalupe River. Mary Magdalene found that safety in the arms of the risen Christ. When she arrived at the empty tomb, she was scared and distressed and tired. But when she saw Jesus alive and whole again, and when he called her by name, she threw her arms around him. The nightmare of the last 3 days was over. The storm had passed. Everything was going to be okay. She was safe. Today, Easter Day, is the day when we celebrate that we are truly, finally, deeply safe. In the words of the Easter hymn, "The strife is over, the battle won, the victory of life is won." It's all over now, like the end of every good movie. You can rest and celebrate. We are safe because Christ is victorious. Christ is victorious over death, over evil, over sin, over everything that separates us from God. What do we have to fear now when we know that Jesus has raised us up with him? As Paul says in Romans, if God is for us, who can be against us? And God shows us in the cross, in the empty tomb, and in the arms of the risen Christ that God is definitely, decidedly for us. That's something worth celebrating. Now, normally I like to end a sermon with sort of a challenge, something to take home and think about and maybe work on. I don't have any challenge for you today. Today is a day for celebrating, for relaxing, for feasting, and for resting. Fall deep into the safety of God and find rest in the arms of the loving Christ. Just bask in the love of God like you're sitting out in the sun on the first day of spring. Remember that God is for you and loves you just as you are. Will life continue to throw challenges and suffering our way? Probably. But we know that the risen Christ walks with us and shows us the way through his own wounds and scars. Listen to the wisdom of one of the great saints of the church, Saint Francis de Sales. Do not look forward to what may happen tomorrow. The same eternal Father who takes care of you today will take care of you tomorrow. He will either shield you from suffering, or he will give you the unfailing strength to endure it. Be at peace then, and put aside all anxious thoughts and imaginations, and remind yourself continually, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart has trusted in him, and I am helped. He is not only with me, but in me, and I in him. Amen, and happy Easter.